Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
About the movement, I'm not hearing anything. You know why? Joe, Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, I know, you know what? It really sounds like, you know, pro-life night, right? And it is. But, you know, it's always pro-life night here on the Joe Messina Show, because I do believe in life. I do believe that when you create life, when you spark life, right, you should be responsible enough to take care of that life. And I know that many people don't like that. They don't like that way of thinking. But I've got news for you. All right? You heard me talking to Abby Johnson in the first hour. And you heard about what's going on, what Planned Parenthood did to her for telling the truth. They didn't do it to her because, you know, she was lying on them. They did it to her for telling the truth. They took her, they ran her through the ringer for telling the truth. Right? I mean, think about that. What are they afraid of? What is it that these people are afraid of when it comes to the truth, laying out the fact? I have my own mindset as to what I think should be done when it comes with abortion and biology and all that stuff. If they are not afraid, if they're not afraid of what's going on, right, of the truth that they have, then let's go ahead and show an abortion being performed in biology class or in science class. Show them the truth. What are you afraid of? Right? Oh, no, can't do that. It proves to you that they're afraid of the truth. You know, again, I don't know. This has always been an irritant to me. I know that some of you have seen this, and it's kind of funny, but it's not really funny, as we say. But you have, there was a picture up recently about the Statue of Liberty 100 years ago and today. The water level hasn't risen 2 inches. Not even close. You know, none of these things that they said, I told you this on Earth Day, none of the predictions they made back in the 60s, in the original Earth Day, that would have happened, that should have happened, that might have happened, have not even come close. Not even close. There, as the joke goes, there are more polar bears today than there was when Al Gore was born. Al, how do you explain it, Al? Al, save us here. So these crisis pregnancy centers, at least that's what I call them, when a young lady is in trouble, and you know, sad part about it, some of you guys, whatever, maybe she shouldn't have sex. Well, what about teaching your boys how to be more responsible? What do you think? I don't believe they should be having sex anyway, but I'm not the guy that's going to go running around telling everybody, you know, control your kids kind of thing. Right? But I mean, seriously. They don't have options. I was joking about this earlier. I said, you know, pro-choice is a misnomer. It's not real. It's not true. It's actually a lie. There's no pro-choice there. You will do what they say to do or else there's something wrong with you. When a woman sticks up for true choice, for a young girl to have the baby, all of a sudden, that's bad. Can't have that. That's a bad thing. Right, but truly, if you're truly for choice for women, if you're truly for allowing women to, you know, their body, their choice, so you don't want to give them the choice, the option to have the baby, that's something that just doesn't work. Right? Seriously. But that seems to be okay. In California, they're trying to pass bills or trying to pass legislation that would stop these centers from opening. You know why? Because they're afraid of the truth. They want you to put up signs and say you don't offer abortion. Now, you can't afford them. That'll be challenged. I'm sure on this one that the Supreme Court will come down and decide the pregnancy center. So you can't tell them what to put on their signs. There's no deception going on there. Right? There's no false advertising going on there. Seriously. And again, when you talk about these places, not one time have I seen them come out and say, yeah, we'll talk to you about abortion. Come on down. I mean, seriously, now, they tried to pass the bill here in California, AB Bill 710. They call it a simply transparency bill, but that's a line of crock because it's not true. Right? When they say that, what they mean is they want you to physically put on the sign that we do not perform abortions here. Right? And then they talk about medically accurate abortion information and access. Well, what's medically accurate? You're killing a human being. Can we put that on there too? That's what you're doing. Is there going to be anything else? She said, I'd really like to know why the one of the legislators said, I'd really like to know why there's so much outrage in opposition to a simple transparency bill whose intent was merely to provide the public with facts and information about abortion and health care. Again, if you mean that, Ms. Legislator, so you're okay with putting on there that it kills a human life, right? But the bill didn't die for moral reasons. No, the bill died because it might cost the state $8 million that's already in financial trouble to put it together and get it going. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's my biggest pet peeve is when you guys go off on your Facebook pages, your Twitters, and all that other stuff, and you really don't have all the information. So that's why I bring on people that have a clue, people that have been in it, they've been in the process, they understand how it works, and as I always say to you, just because I have a mic doesn't mean I have a clue. It just means I have a mic. It's really that simple. So, you know, you've heard all this dust up lately, and I don't want to let them off that easy, but you've heard all this dust up lately about these pregnancy centers being attacked, whether it's verbally, legislatively, or what have you, across the country. And apparently this scares the bejesus out of some of those that are quote-unquote pro-choice, pro-abortion. They don't want you to call it that anymore. They want you to call it pro-choice, not really a choice. All right? And what are they afraid of? They're the truth purveyors, aren't they? They're the ones that keep telling us they just want to make sure that women really know what they're getting themselves into. They want to make sure that women have all the information. But do they really? Because I don't think so. Matter of fact, I won't even say I don't think so. I know they don't care about that. So I was given the opportunity to speak for a few minutes today at a pregnancy center. I don't want to call it a rally or news conference or what have you. And I was just amazed when I started to read what some of the local legislators were saying about these kind of things. So I've asked them to come on. I've got Alexandra Snyder on with me. She's an attorney who's helping these pregnancy centers. And Angela Bennett on with me, also a director of a pregnancy center here in Southern California. Ladies, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
First of all, Angela, just give us a quick overview is why you decided to have a press conference today.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of voices in the public square over the issue of pregnancy centers and what they are. Recently, there has been testimony by our Assemblywoman Pilar Schiavo for her bill AB 710 here in California. And in her testimony, although not in the bill proposed, in her testimony, she asserts that pregnancy centers who are clinics are in fact fake clinics, and that we mislead and misinform women. So if we let that stand in the public square, silence in itself can lend to affirmation. And I wanted to take a stand. Our center wanted to take a stand and speak the truth, that we are licensed clinics and that we have licensed medical professionals. We're performing services that come within the scope of our license, and we have two doctors, five or six nurses, and we meet and exceed standards set by the Department of Health. We wanted to go on record and make those statements. We wanted to bring our license and allow it to be seen that it's been issued by the state of California. So we did that today, we wanted to make sure that we invited the Assemblywoman to our center. We've done so several times online, but wanted to publicly invite her to get to know who we are. We're one of two in her district. And have her see our center, learn a little more about what we do, and hopefully she'd be open-minded to maybe changing her mind about calling centers fake clinics.
So in all fairness, okay, you reached out to her five times, I think is what the number was, and she never really responded to come in and want to see the place and what have you, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And again, this is not just local. I want to talk to Alexandra in a second here. In the research I was doing today before the show, these talking points are not original for her. These are going on across the country. I'm looking at what they're being accused. Pregnancy centers all across the country are being accused of. Alexandra, at some point in time, is there not a legal remedy to stop them from saying things that just are blatantly not true that they know aren't true?
It is tricky with legislators because they have immunity. I mean, there is on the federal level, they have the federal speech and debate clause. So, I mean, they are granted immunity, but you're right. That agenda that they have and those talking points are not their own. So in California, for example, there's an entity called CalFAB, California Future of Abortion Council. They drive the agenda for California policy. And California, I mean, it's not for no reason that that the saying is that as California goes, so goes the nation. Yeah. What happens in California drives the agenda for the rest of the nation. And so it's critical. It's so critical for centers like Angela's to speak up and to push back on these just unfounded statements, because they're counting on your silence. For any other pregnancy centers out there who are listening, they are counting on your silence. They are trying to cancel you and to scare you into being quiet, and you cannot let that happen. you can't just go about think you're going to go about doing your business and be left alone if you don't stick your head out. They will come after your neck whether you stick it out or not.
Yeah, it is amazing. Now, I've known this particular pregnancy center for well over 15 years. I know the good they've done in the community, and I'm sure other pregnancy centers across the country are doing the same good things in their community. But, you know, again, because we're a smaller community as are others, there is a stigma attached to this. There are things that go on. Angela, do you find that sometimes, it's hard to get people to work for you, or getting young ladies to even want to come into the place?
With respect to getting people to work at the center, we go through seasons where we have a more difficult time than others. So we've not had to ever cut back because of a lack of people, but, they're... Not everyone is qualified. You know, we're looking for medical professionals. And frankly, with where things are now, we have a lot of medical professionals leaving the state. So it has become a little harder recently. With respect to the prospective client, getting them to come to the center, I'm not sure that it's hard. I think that, I know that we do go through seasons. We're a little slower in the summer.
All right. Now, I know you're not familiar with this, but you hear the music. That means we're going for a break so I can make some money. We believe in capitalism on this show. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street closing with stocks lower Wednesday. This comes as debt ceiling negotiations continue between lawmakers in the White House in Washington. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Wednesday the two sides remain at odds. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 255 points. Investors waiting to see how things break. Tina Turner is dead at the age of 83. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was surprised at the news.
Tina Turner was an icon who had many stages and many amazing moments in her career.
Reports say Turner died in Switzerland peacefully after a long illness Wednesday. She was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll and rose to prominence as the lead singer of the Ike and Tina Turner Review. She left Ike after years of well-documented abuse and launched a successful career as a solo performer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, live chat room at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. We're talking about the pregnancy centers that are being legislatively and verbally attacked across the country, at least in my opinion, what I read in some of the research that, I've done. I had the honor and the pleasure to take a few minutes to speak at a pregnancy center today. And again, you want to talk about misinformation, the purveyors of misinformation, the people that are great at putting the misinformation are those that are totally opposed on the left right now to these kind of things. I thought they were all into choice. I thought they were all into allowing women to do with their bodies what they want to do. So if they want to go through and allow their reproductive system to do the thing it was designed to do and carry a baby to term and have a baby and love that baby, apparently that's not acceptable. Those are my words, though. Angela Bennett joins me. She's the director of a pregnancy center in Los Angeles County, and Alexandra Snyder joins me. She's an attorney helping these pregnancy centers stay within the laws and the guidelines. And Angela, first of all, ladies, thank you for being with me. Very much appreciate your time. And let's get back to it, Angela, the services that you're offering and getting these young ladies in there.
Yeah, the services we're offering are free pregnancy testing. If that test is positive, it's a great indicator there's a pregnancy. So our doctor will order an ultrasound, and once that ultrasound is ordered, we can conduct those on site. And what we're looking for is pregnancy in the uterus where it belongs, growing at the rate that it should be growing, and they all are at the same rate until about 12 weeks. So we can get some good measurements and determine the gestational age of the pregnancy. And then we're looking for a heartbeat. Once we have those three things, we can say we have a viable intrauterine pregnancy, and this is a pregnancy that looks like it's continuing. And that is really the first step that a woman needs before she looks at any option for the outcome of her pregnancy. Without those three things in place and available, there is no outcome to really look at. So she's either not pregnant, or she may be miscarrying, or there may have already begun the process as miscarriage, or may have an ectopic pregnancy, or something else may be going on for her. But for her health and her well-being, to have any procedure to terminate a pregnancy without that information can put her at great risk. So
they don't know what they don't know what they don't know. They don't know what they need to look for. But I got to tell you, Angela, it sounds to me like they're right about you. See, you're making them feel bad by showing them their baby through the ultrasound, and it may cause them not to want to have an abortion anymore. How dare you?
Well, you know, interestingly, most women don't really know about us until they need us, and they're looking for answers. When they come in for that pregnancy test, most of them are undecided. Most of them are not necessarily looking for an abortion. Maybe 20 to 30% might be. The great majority are undecided. They want information. Even those who are looking for an abortion, they want a confirmation. That's what they're looking for. They want to know for sure. And so when they come to us, they get those answers, and they get them rather rapidly. That pregnancy test is run, and results are available in a few moments. We get that medical history. We're looking for her overall, you know, her overall health and any other factors that might be going on for her at the moment. But that ultrasound can be performed as soon as that very day.
Right.
And our doctors are so fast in their turnaround. We submit the scans to be read, and we get them back the very next morning. If we need them that day, we can generally get them within a couple of hours from our doctor.
Angela, a lot of the opponents to your organization or your type of organization is the ultrasound. They don't think you should be doing the ultrasound. They don't think you should be showing them exactly where they're at, which is kind of crazy because it definitely shows whether they're pregnant or not, and could help them in their decision, right?
That's true. And the other thing that's important to note is that we ask the patient if she wants to see what's on that ultrasound screen. We don't subject her to it. We respect her right to see or not to see. Whether she wants to or not, we still provide those images to the doctor because that diagnosis is critical for her.
Right.
But when they choose to view the ultrasound, it's strictly up to them. You know, women, women are smart. They know where to find what, you know, when they get the information, they know what they've got. They have the tools to make a good decision, and they make decisions that they are happy with.
Once they have the information,
they
make great decisions.
In all of our surveys, we see 99% of our patients satisfied, and that is over the last 15 years.
Right.
That I just looked at them the other day. 99% of our patients are very satisfied with their services.
Let me get.
If women are manipulated, they're not happy.
Let me get Alexandra. I got to ask you. You know, you're seeing the attacks, if you would, across the country with this. What are you doing to help them? Maybe avoid some legal issues. What kind of things that they need to stay away from? And have you had to fight some of these issues in court?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that they are in compliance with state laws and with federal HIPAA laws and things like that. So that's really important. And, I mean, of course, centers like Angela are eager to be in compliance and work very hard to remain in compliance because they want to serve their patients. It's not like they're trying to get out of doing the good work that they are in the business of doing. So that part in terms of having centers comply is not that difficult. Sometimes there are conflicting laws and things like that, so we help straighten some of those things out. In terms of going to court, I mean, personally, I know there are a lot of attorneys who are eager to get in the courtroom. We really try to resolve things like in California with the Department of Public Health and regulatory agencies, we've tried to resolve those in a non-confrontational way, a non-adversarial way, because the centers are going to have to keep working with those agencies well beyond litigation. So, I mean, our goal most of the time is to stay out of court. Where we do get in court is where we challenge some of these laws. So, like, for example, there's a law in California now that says insurance companies cannot impose any kind of out-of-pocket expenses on abortion, but they can impose whatever kind of co-payments and anything on prenatal care and childbirth. So our argument is that is inherently discriminatory. It's a very perverse incentive for women to have an abortion who may not otherwise be able to afford the care that they need and maybe not know about a center like Angela's that could help them navigate some of those issues. So that's where we do go to court, when we're actually challenging laws that are, like in that case, just inherently discriminatory.
Well, one of these things that have been alluded to in the bill, the California bill that just got, and the sad part about it, it didn't get shot down for moral reasons or shot down because it was such an outcry. It got shot down because it was going to cost too much money to implement, which is really sad. But one of the things that they were talking about is that the signage or whatever you're putting out needs to say, we do not provide abortions, which I think should be a free speech issue, number one, because nowhere on your literature, nowhere on your website does it say you do that. You should be able to challenge that in court, should you not?
And that would be challenged in court, no question. And it was, I mean, that really was the gist behind a law that was passed a number of years ago, AB 7075, which the Supreme Court held was a violation of the First Amendment. So they know these laws are unconstitutional, but what do they care? They're not paying for the litigation. Taxpayers, we're paying for it.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, it's no skin off their back to say, hey, we're going to, you know, make you say this or not make you say that.
Yeah, my friends over at Pacific Justice Institute say when you get to the Supreme Court, it'll cost you about $500,000 to fight something. And that is money that a lot of organizations don't have.
Easily.
You know, God bless for places like you and others. We're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I really so much appreciate your time with me. I know time is precious. You can be gone in a moment, and I realize there's like 3,000 other shows you can be listening to, and I have to believe it shows the level of high IQ you have because you've tuned into us this evening. And one of my favorite topics to talk about, and you guys know, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know it's not because I'm for it, but I love talking about abortion. And the reason I do is it's one of those issues where the left can keep trying to hide from it. I'm gonna call it a left issue because, again, look at the legislators, look at who's pushing it, look at who's making no apology for it, if you would. And again, they can't escape the truth of what it is. And they're so emboldened at this point in time in places like California. They will say to you, in no other words, that a woman has a right to take the life of a baby, of her baby. They have no problem with those words. For Joe, that's evil personified. That is just buying into the whole evil of the moment. Too bad. All of a sudden, you become God. I wrote a piece a couple of years back. I don't really care what people think about it. Why do women get to play God? Because that's exactly what you're doing. You have the ability to give life or take life. Let that sink in for a second. But really, the bottom line with it is, you need to get some help when you're pregnant. You maybe you're scared. You don't know what to do. You don't know who to see. You don't have any money. This helps for you out there. These pregnancy centers that they're beating up verbally and sometimes legislatively are places are, I don't want to use this term, but really for some of you that are really off to one side, it truly would be a safe space for you. They'll give you real information to work with. I've got Alexandra Snyder on with me. She's an attorney that represents these pregnancy centers at times and helps them stay within the guidelines. And Angela Bennett is also on the line with me. She's the director of a pregnancy center up in the Los Angeles County area. Ladies, thank you so much for being with me today.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us, Chuck.
So let's, Alexandra, I'm going to hit you first because I want to really talk to you a little bit about, you know, some of the extreme laws that they're trying to put into place. Some, I want to call them roadblocks. I mean, dams to put in place to try to keep these pregnancy centers from doing, frankly, what the right thing to do is.
Yeah, it's, I mean, what has happened over the last, I will say even just the last 5 years in terms of abortion legislation is insanity. And I think a lot of people don't realize how unprecedented some of these laws are. So in California, for example, last year, the legislature passed and Governor Newsom signed into law a bill that that prohibits any kind of civil or criminal prosecution for a woman and her assistant for any pregnancy outcome, including, specifically including, what they call perinatal death for a cause that occurred in uterus, in utero. And what that basically means is that if the woman does a self-induced abortion, let's say at 25, 26 weeks, which happens much more often than we think it would happen, self-induces the abortion, and that baby is born alive. There are no consequences if that baby either dies by neglect or dies by suffocation or some other intentional means. That woman will not be prosecuted. And the law goes so far as to impose these crazy sanctions on any prosecutor who would even dare to bring a prosecution like that. It's at least $25,000 per plaintiff. So it would be the woman and her assistant. They're talking about a $50,000 judgment plus attorney's fees against any prosecutor that would dare to do this. And they're not going to be indemnified. Their employer is not going to pay that $50,000. So who do you think in California is going to prosecute a case like this? No one. No one. That's where we are. And the sad thing is, I just have to add this, is that there were organizations, including a prominent Catholic organization, that pulled their opposition to this law and went neutral on the law, which basically gave Catholic legislators the green light to move forward and get this thing passed. And, I mean, it's just, it is jaw-dropping what is happening. Please, if you're listening, be aware of these laws that are being passed. This is not abortion the way that we talked about it 10 years ago, 20 years ago. This is an entirely different beast.
Oh, agreed. And again, it gets worse and worse and worse. I was talking to you during the break. I said we did a whole story around what I call afterbirth abortion, which in New York, predominantly the legislators there claim to be Catholic, all right, applauded themselves, cheered themselves for allowing a baby to die that survived an abortion. Right? Now, these are quote-unquote Christ believers, but I don't know what Christ they're believing in, because my God is all about life. He's all about, you know, survival, if you would. And if these children survived an attempt to kill them, shouldn't that be a divine sign? Shouldn't they wake up and really understand what's going on? Actually, they should drop to their knees and beg for forgiveness. So, anyhow. Angela, yeah. Bring you in on this now before I pop a vein. You know, you may have already hit this, but I know that when the young girls come in there, a lot of times they're petrified. They don't know. They don't want to go home and tell their parents. They're afraid they're going to get thrown out of the house. Take a minute or two and simply discuss what it is that when they come in, how do you deal with them? How do you put them at ease? Oh, she just dropped off by accident. I'll get her back on. While I'm getting her back on again, Alexandra, is there a way to, you know, if parents want information, are you prohibited to give them anything?
Oh, if parents want information? Oh,
yeah.
about their minor daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that is really tricky because there are laws that were enacted specifically in California, and I know in other states as well, that prohibit even insurance companies from giving information to the parents who are paying those insurance premiums about quote-unquote reproductive care. So parents would not know, for example, if their child is, you know, taking certain birth control pills, even hormonal birth control pills, which in some cases can be not advised for younger children, whether they have an abortion. All of those things are intentionally kept from parents, so that it's very, very difficult for parents to get that kind of information. And now, of course, you have these very loose, lax, I mean, really no regulations on chemical abortions. So that's just become a free-for-all, where a girl can get a prescription by phone, go in now to a CVS or a Walgreens, pick up that prescription, and nobody knows. And with younger girls in particular, 13, 14 years old, they often don't, and I remember this from when I was doing pregnancy center counseling, they often will forget or kind of tune out that they're pregnant, especially if they don't have morning sickness or they don't have any, you know, active symptoms, until maybe they're like 15, 16 weeks, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, okay, now I've got to do something about this. And if they have those pills, it is possible that they would take those pills well into the second trimester, when doing so would be extraordinarily dangerous for them. And these are things that I haven't heard any of our legislators address. I mean, not on any side, but certainly not the ones that are promoting completely deregulating abortion. They are not talking about the potential dangers, especially to younger girls who just may not be savvy enough to know, hey, I should check to see if I have an ectopic pregnancy before I take these drugs, or, you know, or something like that that is legitimately life-threatening.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I have to go back to, they don't care. They just don't. There's no way on God's creation that you can sit here and tell me that these people care truly what's going on in these young girls' lives, because, again, they're scared. I'm trying to bring Angela back on. We lost her. Are you here?
Hello.
Oh, you are. Yeah, one of the things that, we only got a couple of minutes left, but one of the things I wanted to touch on with you, these girls come in, they're scared, they're petrified, and I've heard you tell stories about it, and in some cases, what they're afraid of is being thrown out of the house, how their parents feel about them, how their parents will treat them. Take a minute, maybe two. Tell us how you deal with that with them.
You know, the parents will say things to their kids that they may never carry out to help them understand the consequences in the bigger picture of things. And so these gals come in and they say, I can't have this child. I can't be pregnant. My parents will kick me out. I have nowhere to go. I don't have a way to take care of myself. And what we really want to do is take a step back and have them reflect on what's really going on. You know, yes, your parents will be disappointed. That is true. They may even be upset because they may find out you're doing things that they didn't think you were doing or that you told them you weren't doing. But this isn't the first time they will have been disappointed or hurt or finding out that maybe something is going on that they didn't know about.
Angela, I hate to do this to you, but when you're on a network, you're up against the time. I will give them connection information for you guys. And, again, God bless you for what you're doing. Seriously, people, keep it up and, you know, keep praying and keep supporting these groups. All right, ladies, keep up the good work. God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're back with you tomorrow. I want you back with me.